This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? Hi, folks. I'm Scott Hennen. We're brought to you in part today by MyPillow. If you don't have one yet, get yourself. You owe it to yourself, really. Just think about that, how hard you work. You know, probably sleep less and less with all the hard work you're doing. You owe it to yourself to get a good night's rest. And MyPillow will get you one, guaranteed. How many places do you buy something and they say, hey, there's a 10-year warranty on this, and just sleep on it for 59 nights, and if you don't like it, bring it back, no big deal. That's how
Make
much
sure you're going to your big box store with an old pillow, right?
Yeah, try that.
Years later.
Yeah, try that one.
Give that a shot. And they have the 4-for-1 deal. It's only for our listeners now, the classic 4-pack combo, only $99.98. You receive two classic pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $100. And $60. So you simply need to go to the website, MyPillow.com, type in the promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. Bring you today's What's on Your Mind. And we're cranking up our talk radio town halls. That's just a sort of an ongoing series for us, but focusing on different races and things that are happening. We've obviously done them weekly with Congressman Kevin Cramer. We've done them fairly regularly with Senator Hovind. We've wasted a lot of breath asking Senator Heitkamp to do them because she says no every time. And, good Manny, you ask like every week, don't you? You just keep asking. And poor Nanny, Manny, or not Manny, Rev. Rev is the one asking. Manny's manning the controls.
I was going to say, I haven't been asking any.
Yeah, no, Matt's
well, maybe you're next, Manny, because we've all tried.
Anyway, let's not focus on the people that say no and disregard the good voters of North Dakota. Let's focus on the ones that say yes. And we've also cranked up a talk radio town hall series with the candidates for governor in North Dakota. And we are pleased today to have Wayne Stengel, the attorney general, candidate for governor, on with us on the program. Wayne, welcome back. How are you?
Wonderful, Scott.
Glad to have you on the program. How are you and Beth doing in all this quest for the big prize?
Well, it's a busy time, to be sure, and a lot of the things that we're doing are things that kind of go on behind the scenes that people don't know about. The Republican district had conventions all around the state. There were 47 of those, and so I attended just about all of those, except where there were two that were scheduled at the same time. But that was something that occupied much of January and February, and now we're in the point where we're 2 weeks away. 2 weeks from today will be the state convention, so we're concentrating on contacting our delegates and making sure that we've drummed up our support and asked everybody for their vote at the convention, because that's kind of the key right now.
So when you talk to delegates to the convention, I mean, do you say, will you support me? I mean, do you know, you're asking for the order, so to speak, and know in that conversation whether they're supporting you or not?
Let me just tell you, this is my 13th race for public office and my 6th one for statewide office. And the one thing that I've learned is you got to close the deal. And so that's exactly what you do. You ask them if you can count on their support. You understand not everybody will, and other people may feel that they will support other candidates. I respect that. But the one thing you do is... like I said, close the deal and ask them for their support.
And then, obviously, then come convention time, they're jumping up and down and saying, go, Wayne, go. That's just, I mean, generally, you kind of come in a particular camp, don't you?
That's right, and I hope that over 51% will do just that. And it's looking pretty good for us, I have to say. But we aren't going to let up even for a minute over the course of the next 2 weeks. But I think we're going to have an exciting convention, and I think the other two candidates will be there. They'll be, of course, hoping to do the same thing. So there'll be a lot of excitement, which is a good thing to see at a convention, rather than just have one candidate for every office. It's good to have these contests because it brings people out. It brings them to the convention. It gets them excited, and that's exactly what we want, looking forward.
How many delegates will be there?
Well, we're expecting about 1,800. It could be somewhere 1,800, 1,900 would be the optimal amount that we're expecting. So it's going to be a good crowd, and then there'll be a number of alternates and a lot of people, spectators who come, and that's certainly something we welcome as well to watch the proceeding. So it's going to be a exciting, good time at the Shields Center in Fargo.
That's a huge number. I'm trying to remember back, there was a very contested race for governor back when John Hovind ran against Gary Nelson. Nobody sort of knew going in what was ultimately going to happen, and, a lot of back and forth. And I'm trying to remember. I don't think there were 1,800 delegates there.
I remember. It would have been about that number. I remember it well. There was a lot of excitement because of good support for both Senator Nelson and John Hovind at the time. And I remember we had a great time. And there was all of the things I talked about, the excitement, the edginess, all the things that go on at a convention. And that's kind of what we like to see, because it does, like I said, it brings attention to the race, and it brings the citizens of North Dakota an awareness of what's going on. It gives us an opportunity to talk to the people here who are the Republican activists. They're the volunteers. They're the people that volunteer in the general election, and in this case, in the primary. And those are folks that we count on for everything that we have to do to win an election.
You're one of your opponents in this quest for the governor's prize is running television ads and radio ads very soon, we understand, for the campaign. Now, that's unusual, obviously, because prior this time of year, that isn't the time you usually see things on the air, although I guess in the fact that he's said, I'm going to the convention, I'm going to respect the delegates, but I'm also planning on losing and heading to the primary ultimately in June. I guess it's not unusual in the sense if he said he's going to be in the primary that there would be ads. But what do you, does that make this more difficult for you, this race?
Well, it doesn't make it more difficult at the convention, because I think that the people who are going to be at the convention are people who are the most active. They're engaged. They tend to know what it is they're going to do and who they're going to support. There's a few who are undecided, but most people come because they've made up their mind and they want to make a difference. And so it is unusual to start doing commercials now, because the audience for this leg of the campaign is all about the state convention and the 1,900 delegates who are coming. You can call every one of them if you're diligent. And of course, we've been meeting them at local district conventions in January and February, so you can meet just about every one of them or have a chance to talk to them. So it spends a lot of money to reach a whole lot of people that at this point are not the ones that are going to make the initial decision of who gets the endorsement of the Republican Party. Then we'll, of course, move on to the primary, and both of us, I assume, are the nominee of the Republican Party, and Mr. Burgum, if he follows through with his plan to run in the primary, will be hitting the airwaves, because that's where you have a broader audience.
So given the fact that he's running ads, would tell you he's running in the primary, right? Regardless of what happens at the convention.
He said he has, and I don't exactly square that with his claim that he respects the convention process, because it isn't really realistic to come in and say, I respect what it is that the most ardent Republicans who take time to come to a convention ultimately decide, I'm going to ignore you and run anyway.
So is that basically, though, a lot of times when you're running for a nomination, you put out, as you said, all the things you described, calling 1,800 people, going to these 47 different events and preparing for that. It's about getting that prize. And then you are, of course, preparing for a general election in November. In your case, you really have to prepare for not only winning, a quest to win the nomination, but also turn right around and have an election in June. Is that challenging?
Exactly right. That's exactly right. Yes, it is. And I look forward to it. But yes, it is challenging, because typically we don't have races in the primary election. This time it looks like we will. And so that means just redoubling our efforts and doing the kinds of things I've always done when I run for statewide office. And that is just get out and talk to as many people as you can and get your message out.
But that makes you a better candidate, doesn't it?
Well, you know, I have to say that Beth and I have enjoyed the campaign process. We actually like to go out and participate in the parades and the county fairs and meeting people and doing all those kinds of things that are just typical retail politics.
Yeah, and ultimately, that many more interactions with folks and the campaigns, you know. I know it's always fun, and a lot of the close political types are like, "Oh, it's going on, it's going to be terrible." Like, well, in the end, you just end up talking to a lot more people. I suppose there's more money to raise, right? And that's not fun.
That's true. To be honest, is the one part of running for office I have always liked about the least. But when it gets right down to it, you need to rely on people who are willing to make a donation, volunteer their time, but also their resources. And everyone who's ever run for office realizes that that's just part of the process.
We're welcoming your calls, questions, and comments for Wayne in the Talk Radio Town Hall here today, and we have a few that have come in already by email and text. Others welcome at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, or text Todd at 701-226-8503. Quick bit of news here. Valley News Live is reporting that Garth Brooks has added a second show in Fargo now for Friday, May 6th, and also Saturday, May 7th. Tickets for both shows go on sale. Went on sale this morning. And so they're already on sale, and there's big demand because they're flying off the shelf.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
You are invited to the North Dakota Family Alliance's 2016 Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet, Monday, April 4th in Bismarck, Tuesday, April 5th in Fargo. You won't want to miss this great evening highlighted by an inspiring message from nationally known guest speakers, the Benham Brothers. To learn more about hosting a table, underwriting opportunities, or reserving a seat, go to ndfa.org. ndfa.org. That's North Dakota Family Alliance's Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet in Bismarck on April 4th and in Fargo on April 5th.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
We're coming your way. We'll be broadcasting from Botno on Thursday. Really looking forward to that. I'm going to go up the Finley way to Boston. That's right. We'll see my friends at Christian Motors, actually, in the in Findlay and head up to Botno, and really looking forward to spending some time with Pat Arts and the crew up there. Always a great time. We love going to Botno. I don't know why we always go when it's cold, though. One of these times I'm going to figure that out and get up there when it's July. But beautiful new bank, and really looking forward to seeing the good folks up there, Security State Bank, and all of our fine sponsors in Botno. We do this thing called the Top 10 Towns, where we get around to a lot of communities, and we have a few favorites, and Tioga is one of those. The good folks at the Mainstay Suites in Tioga, great facility. That is the best, bar none, facility for lodging you'll find in Tioga. It's fantastic. Great little restaurant there and pub, and love it. Tioga Medical Center, Tioga Ace Hardware, Sheldon Welding, Adawa Solutions Group. We thank them, as well as Hess. The good folks at Hess that have been an integral part of the community of Tioga for a whole lot of years. Thank you for bringing us the ability to head to Tioga, North Dakota, and chat about what's happening. All right, continuing on our Talk Radio Town Hall with Wayne Stengem, our Attorney General and a candidate for governor in North Dakota. He joins us today on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Representative Rick Becker, also a candidate for this race. He'll join us next Friday. And Doug Burgum will join us a week from Tuesday. Your calls, questions, and comments, welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. One little surprise for you on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. We have free bacon. That's right, for some lucky listener. You don't know which one. You got to be the right number of caller. So it's an incentive to call, as it always is. Bernie and Dickinson, you are next on the Big Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Bernie.
Hi, how are you guys doing this morning?
Good.
Okay. I guess I have a situation here in Dickinson. My house got robbed last year when all those robberies were going on. And I'm running into a wall basically trying to get answers on some things. Like I had a lot of cash and guns stolen. And basically I can't even go in to see if they have any of my stuff until the state's attorney releases it. Why can't I go in and look at this stuff?
Or get the answer from the state's attorney?
I've asked them, and I called him and finally got a hold of him, and he hooked me up with a victim's advocate,
okay.
And she just put me in a circle and basically said, we can't do anything until the state's attorney releases it.
Okay, are you just saying that those items have been held as evidence?
That's kind of the story I'm getting, but like I said, if they have some, why can't a victim go in and actually go through the stuff and see if some of the stuff is his?
Okay. Have you made this report to the sheriff or the police department or what?
I made it to the police department and they tell me the same thing. It's all in the state's attorney's hands.
Okay. You know, here's what I would suggest. Call the state's attorney again and tell him that we talked and that you're asking simply for answers to a question. You're not asking for anything extraordinary except to know what's going on. Isn't that about the size of it?
I guess I did call him, and if he's pushing me off, I don't see where I'm going to get any more answers than what I got.
Okay. If you want to just call my office, I can give the state's attorney a call. But
I would appreciate that.
Okay, and, you know, just give your name, say we talked on the phone, and I'll get in touch with Mr. Henning.
Okay.
All right, Bernie,
okay.
Good luck. Good luck on resolving that situation. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Number of questions have come in.
Okay, before we do that, I just want to mention to you, since you're going up to Botno, and you said you always go up when it's cold, and sometimes that's a good idea. I was up there a couple of weeks ago, and you need to go to the Botno winter sports area, the ski area that they have, and take a look at Annie's house, which is an incredible place that was named after Ann Nicole Smith, who was a victim in the 9/11, and her folks have donated and worked diligently to put together a really fine operation up there. They got a beautiful winter sports complex, and then they bring in handicapped individuals to get involved in winter sports. It is just worth it. So when you get up there, drive that 10 miles up north of Botno and take a look at it, because it's phenomenal.
Yeah, you know, there is really a good point. Four seasons of fun up there, and I've actually been up to Annie's house and seen it. It is, you're exactly right. It really, it is really something, and what a neat cause, of course, as well. Great story behind it. They're wonderful. I just mean I'm always there in the winter. I guess I need, you know, Lake Minnegoshi. I want to see it when there's actually water, not ice. You know, one of these times.
A beautiful place. You would never think. I mean, you feel like you're over in Minnesota Lake Country when you get up there. Absolutely gorgeous area.
All right, some more questions here from a texter. Are you for constitutional carry?
You know, I don't have any problem with that. Understand, we do kind of have constitutional carry. You can carry weapons openly in North Dakota. So what I'm sure he's thinking about is constitutional carry for concealed weapons. And we have a process to go through where you have to get a license to actually carry concealed. The only downside of that, that people need to understand is that if we do that, then we lose the option for reciprocity with a lot of states. One of the things I'm very proud to have worked on is to assure that we get reciprocity recognition from other states of our constitutional right to carry concealed here in North Dakota. And now North Dakota is the leader in the nation for reciprocity with other states. We have reciprocity with 37 states. It used to be that Utah was kind of the gold standard of where you would get a license so that you could get concealed weapons that would be recognized almost in every state that allows it. Now it's North Dakota. So we're number one. That's the trade-off that you have, and we need to be careful about that.
Let's see here. What's next? You've mentioned in previous interviews that the state's economy is very much affected by water, so I want some priorities when it comes to our state's water needs from you or your campaign.
Here are the priorities, and there are several of them, because this is something that has been an issue in North Dakota historically since statehood and even before, the question of too much water or too little water. And so we're seeing this kind of thing playing out all around the state of North Dakota, and one of the visions I have for the future is to continue working and further develop all of the things we've been doing. I remember when I started in the legislature back in the late 1970s, we had the issue with the poor quality of water in southwest North Dakota. People would come in and they were seeking relief. They wanted a water project bringing water from Lake Sakakawea down there. They would come in and they'd have jars of rusty brown water. They would talk about they couldn't take a bath and that kind of thing, couldn't cook with it. And even when they're doing their laundry, they could never be sure that the wash would come out cleaner than it was when it went in. And so we established the Southwest Water Project, which is something that is thriving now, ever expanding. And that's something to be proud of. We've got the Northwest Area Water System. We've been tied up in court with that for a number of years, but it looks like we're on the downhill slide of that. There was an injunction imposed by a federal court. I had to go off to Washington to help fight that battle. And now we've reached a point where we're going to be able to proceed further with getting water from northwest North Dakota. We have, of course, all of the things going on with the flood protection for Cass County and the area surrounding that the state needs to be involved in. And I lived in Grand Forks in 1997, and we considered ourselves one of the lucky ones because we only came home to a basement full of water. And I was never so proud to be a North Dakotan as I was at that time when the state of North Dakota, back before we had a lot of resources to devote, decided to spend money on protecting Grand Forks. And that was something that was statewide, Republican, Democrat, East, West, everybody came together.
Hold that thought, if you would, Wayne.
Okay.
We are up against
sure.
the clock.
Okay.
Dennis and Fargo coming up next, and we'll let Wayne finish his answer there. More on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Landowners, listen up. Have you considered joining the Northwest Landowners Association? The cost is small. The benefit is large. Landowners do not want to stop the progress of utilizing North Dakota's great energy resources. They do want to protect the land. If you're a member of the Northwest Landowners Association, you'll have access to premium information on the North Dakota Oil and Gas Division website. You'll also receive assistance and education regarding issues affecting your property rights. The Northwest Landowners Association hires a lobbyist to represent them at the North Dakota legislative proceedings. You'll be in the know with printed newsletters and email updates regarding North Dakota's relevant natural resources news and meetings. If you own land in North Dakota, help us help you. Join the Northwest Landowners Association today. Go to nwlandowners.com, nwlandowners.com, and join the Northwest Landowners Association today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Our talk radio town hall series focusing on the governor's race in North Dakota is underway. We have a Democratic candidate now for governor as well, and three candidates for the Republican nomination. And we're giving you a chance to hear from them and get your questions answered. You've emailed and text some questions in, calling some questions in. That's great. Got a half hour to go, so if you want a question answered, now's the time. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. Somebody texted during the break, said, Scott, ask some tough questions. Quit stalling. We're answering questions here. But if you don't think I'm asking tough enough questions, you're certainly welcome to call as well. But we're getting to it. Dennis, and I should let you finish if you
Let me finish that, because this is something that is for the future of North Dakota incredibly important. And I was talking about how everybody came together and helped Grand Forks out when we had that flooding, and now Grand Forks has just some outstanding flood protection. The Fargo and that region, West Fargo, and upstream too, are going to need the same kind of thing. But the other thing that we need to make sure we're focusing on as we look for economic development and further manufacturing and other kinds of things is the day that we have too little water for the Missouri River, and that's something that we need to make sure that we're providing that water supply plan for not just Fargo, but all of the Red River Valley. We have funding, and a lot of that money has been wisely set aside. It goes into the Resources Trust Fund. There have been commitments to all of these projects. That includes Minot as well, that needs flood protection, so that we can complete those kinds of projects. And one of the things I want to make sure that we do as governor, that I do as governor, is to make sure that we redouble our efforts to make sure that we're providing both flood protection and water supply for the areas that need it.
All right. And by the way, that was from Trent. So, Trent, thank you for that. Cody earlier on the other question as well. And now Dennis in Fargo with a question on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline for Wayne Stengem. Go ahead, Dennis. Dennis, are you there? Manny, I'm going to go to Dean in Bismarck. You chat with Dennis and see if we lost him here. Dean in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
I want to know about he stands on immigration, illegal immigration. Yeah, I had a fiance, visa that I got frauded on, got an annulment in North Dakota, in Bismarck, and the lady's being harbored in the Adult Resource Center and not being deported. And why is this? And she's living off the taxpayers of North Dakota, being didn't live it off of the resources to the adult resource center.
Scott, I couldn't quite hear what he was saying. Is that?
Yeah, I had some difficulty as well. It sounded like the first question is where you stand on immigration, but he's talking about a particular case where some people are
illegal immigration.
Okay.
My particular case is I had a fiance that came over and figured out that it wasn't going to work, and she refused to go back home and called USCIS or ICE. They said they couldn't do that until after her visa expired. Their visa expired. I called them back. But meanwhile, she went and hid in the Adult Resource Center and still hiding there, using up taxpayer and donations from businesses here in North Dakota.
Well, I
have a legal annulment from business.
All right. We're going to let Wayne go ahead and try and address as much of that as he can.
I can't address that individual question because I just don't know anything about it. But I can say that I'm committed to the rule of law. People who come here need to make sure that they're following the proper process and that they are here legitimately and legally. And you know, there are, as everyone knows, millions of people that are striving to get to the United States for all of the obvious reasons. And that means that we need to make sure that we're properly vetting, that we're making sure those who come here are doing so consistent with our law.
And, Dean, I'm going to have Manny get your information, and we will see if we can help also just learn a little bit more about the situation when we have more time. So he'll take your just name and number, and I'll give you a call when they have a moment. Appreciate it, though. Thank you. Kevin and Stanley, your next four. Wayne Stengem on the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Go ahead, Kevin.
Wayne, my name's Kevin. I'm from Stanley, North Dakota, and I've lived here for about 7.5 years. And I own a trucking company, and I had a driver that got hold of my debit card, duplicated it. He could even strike it into a fuel pump, so it had that little wear strip on the back. And he stole from my account about between $42,000 and $44,000, about roughly as we can come up with. This was 5 years ago. I turned all that information over to the state's attorney in Stanley, and it sat on his desk for 3 years. He did nothing, absolutely nothing.
That so where is it now?
We finally took the file back, and I turned it over to some attorneys in Idaho because that's where that gentleman moved to, and I'm going to try and sue him civilly. But I'm not the only person that said that state's attorney in Stanley will do nothing with anything like that.
Well, just so you know, the state's attorneys all across the state, just like the sheriffs, are elected by the people who live in the county. They don't work for me, and so I can't do anything to make them do anything. And this is really something you need to work and address with them. I do hope that you disputed this with your credit card company so you didn't wind up having to pay for it.
Well, it wasn't just a credit card. It was on my debit card, so I took it right straight out of my checking account. We were so busy at the time, I didn't realize what was going on, and my wife caught on to it and said, hey, we're losing money like crazy. He bought two Ford pickups, a snowmobile, .22 rifles, a big screen TV. I mean, we have all these receipts we finally gathered up and found out about. But
holy buckets.
Well, of course, there's a difference between what protections you have with a credit card versus a debit card, although some banks will do the same thing with a debit card that they do with a credit card. So I hope that you made a report to them and didn't wind up having to pay for it. All I can suggest that you do is that you continue to work to pressure the state's attorney, and it sounds like you've got some lawyers working on it from a civil side over in Idaho, and I sure wish you the best.
I'd go down to the Montreal County. Is it the reporter there or the recorder? I can't remember the name of the newspaper in Stanley now, but I'd also let somebody else know what's going on there, so that gets a little attention. And maybe that would, I know they're busy, but that sounds like a case worthy of digging into. Appreciate the call, Kevin. Good luck. Keep us posted. Ralph and Minot next for Wayne Stengem on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Ralph, are you there?
For me.
It is, sir. Go ahead. Yep.
Mr. Stengem, I've been listening to you a number of times on the show, and you talk about the water issues and flood control and getting water to the eastern part of the state. Well, I live in Minot, and we have a farm up in the northwest part of the state. I'd never hear you address the flooding and the flood control in Minot or getting the NAS and the WAS taken care of in the western part of the state.
I'm happy to talk about that. I did mention the NAS issue because we were involved in that litigation, because there was a judge in Washington, D.C. who had issued an injunction based on a lawsuit that was filed by one of the provinces up in Canada. They said that we needed to do an environmental impact statement, not just an environmental assessment, which is a lesser standard. It took 2-3 years in order to work through that. Now we're have completed the record of decision, have completed the environmental impact statement, and it looks like we're on the good side of the slope for getting the NAS project completed. There also are investments that are being made in flood protection for the city of Minot and for some of the areas around Minot in Ward and Renville counties and those other areas. There's a comprehensive plan they've been working on. The state's been providing some funding. They've got a timeline all set up to work on making all of these things happen, and perhaps maybe you weren't able to listen earlier when I was talking, because one of the important things is both flood protection for the city of Minot, but that whole region all around there.
So what kind of a time frame are we looking? I mean, are we talking 10 years, 20 years, 30 years?
There's a whole project implementation timeline, starting with the engineering that has to be completed, the environmental investigations, all of those things. There does have to be an environmental impact statement and then a design, and then, of course, the construction. It looks like it'll be a while, but the construction can start and has been starting for some of the flood walls up in Minot right now.
But we don't even have enough money to pay for that.
Well, I know that there are requests for some of the funding from the Resources Trust Fund, and I know that those who are putting together the budget, and that certainly would include me, will make sure that flood protection in the Minot area is one of the top things to consider.
Appreciate the call.
I was up there and helped clean out some of the flooded homes up there, and it reminded me of being back in Grand Forks, and we realized, just as we did there, we're all in these water issues and these problems of too much and too little together. And this is a long-term vision for the state of North Dakota to get flood control and water supply.
I'm going to combine a question of mine, a caller that's coming up, and a texter from earlier to ask you about something that came up at the debate in Bismarck, in which you talked about wanting to reform I think it's the sentencing guidelines, so we take a look at the prison population and a huge issue there. So if you can, we have about a minute and a half here. Give me your plan.
You know, we have been investing tens of millions of dollars in the state prison. Brand new state prison facility that was constructed cost many millions of dollars. Local counties are doing the same thing, constructing jails. And one of the things we're starting to realize is that some of these minimum mandatory sentences aren't the wisest approach, and that what we really need to do looking forward is to deal with the recidivism. And to deal with recidivism, the one thing that we know we have to do is address addiction, both chemical and drugs. And that's something that's just going to be critical, because we cannot continue on this downward spiral of expenditures. And so one of the things that will be front and center during the next session of the legislature is going to be addressing the addiction. 80% of the people or so who are incarcerated are there and have addiction issues. And that just means if we don't address that, we're going to see those same people back in jail and then back in prison year after year after year. Other states have done it. Ohio has done it. We're looking at those models, and we can do those same kind of things. At the same time, I'm starting to hear for the first time from local law enforcement saying, we're not mental health counselors here, and we're spending so much of our time dealing with mental health cases that need to be
addressed. Yeah, well, of course, that comes at a law enforcement cost, too, right? So, yeah.
It does.
Yeah, no question
and
about that. Take away resource.
I'll follow up on that after the break.
All right. And Ken and Fargo, don't go away. Kristen, Amanda, and Cody and Bismarck, we'll get you in. Coming up on What's On Your Mind.
To the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. Soils vary greatly from field to field and even within a field. There is no one-size-fits-all management strategy for soil health. Farmers are concerned about salt-affected soils, soil loss through erosion, and overall reduced soil health leading to lower yield. The North Dakota Soybean Council has supported research and extension efforts at NDSU for the past several years in regards to soil health. Field days and workshops, web-based resources have been created to serve as resources for producers. Short videos have been produced on topics ranging from tips on planting cover crops to tillage equipment effectiveness. These videos, along with other soil health information, can be found on the NDSU Soil Health webpage at ndsu.edu/soilhealth. Please check the webpage to learn more about each of these projects and about soil health in general.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Companies that are bold in the face of adversity, and my friends at Polar Service Center fit that bill. I remember the day they called me and said, Scott, we're expanding to Williston. I said, well, have you seen the price of oil here lately or the path it's on? No. We know this is a long-term play. It's going to be here for a long time, and we want to be ready. They've also expanded from tank trailer work to, you know, bumper to bumper work for all kinds of fleets. And they're right now looking for folks, tank trailer mechanics and service technicians in Williston and in Kildare. And Terry, the HR manager, deals with all 30 of their Polar Service Centers all across North America. He said, you give them my cell phone number. I want them to talk to me. 507-696-1164 is the number. Up to $32 an hour. There's a housing benefit that you get in Williston. It's really an incredible deal. In fact, they actually have housing townhomes that they put their folks in. Call Terry for the details. Great pay, great people, great benefits. 507-696-1164. Polar Service Center. Tell them Scott sent you. Okay, we're going to go into a lightning round here because we have 5 minutes exactly left, and we have a lot to get to. So you want to finish, Wayne, on the prison reform quickly?
Just the mental health aspect of it, because as I mentioned, law enforcement has just been saying increasingly we can't be mental health workers. It takes up too much of our time. You get somebody, you arrest them for disorderly conduct, haul them off or transport them to a treatment facility, typically to Jamestown. They're released in a day or two. They have to go back and transport them back home again. And what they really need are mental health services, and we need to make sure we're focusing on that as well, because that, first of all, it's the right thing to do for these people, but it also is something that will reduce the time that law enforcement has to spend, and it's too expensive to be handling things that way.
Well, let's go to Ken in Fargo. Your question for the Attorney General candidate for Governor Wayne Stengem. Ken, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm very frustrated with the time it takes the BCI to issue a concealed carry permit. My daughter got one in 2 weeks in Minnesota, and yet North Dakota says, well, if you don't have it in 6 weeks, send us a letter.
All right, Ken, let's have an answer. We're going to keep these quick.
You know, here's what happens. And whenever there is talk on the national level about restrictions on Second Amendment rights, we start to see a huge increase in the number of people who are asking for concealed weapons. We have a time frame we have to get them out in. We often see just the surge that come at times like this, and then we have to do things like bring in temporary help, which we're doing. We even have some volunteer senior service individuals who are retired. They come in and help process the mail and so forth so we can get these out in a timely fashion. And we certainly are doing the best we can to make sure we're getting them out.
You need more people or what?
Well, we have some. We did get an additional spot last session, and the problem is it gets to be so cyclical. You get where a whole bunch of concealed weapons licenses come up for renewal at the same time, or like I said, talk on the national level about restricting Second Amendment rights, and then we just get a flood of people who are making applications. They are working very diligently up there to get them out. And
Ken, you might not have your permit quick enough, but you do have some Cloverdale bacon because you're a lucky caller from Cloverdale on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. So hang on. We'll get your address and mail you off a coupon. So a little bit of good news today. Let's see. What's next? We have someone who wants to know your thoughts on Obama's Supreme Court nominee. Would you vote for this fellow?
You know, based on what I know right now, I certainly would not. And one of the most alarming things that I read about this nominee, who I'm sure is a fine jurist and everything else, is that he would be somebody who would be counted on to uphold the environmental regulations that we're seeing coming out of the Supreme Court. And that includes the Clean Power Plan, the waters of the U.S., the anti-fracking rule that BLM proposed. They are all going to wind up eventually in the Supreme Court. And if we don't assure that we have somebody of equal vision that Antonin Scalia has, that is somebody that should not be confirmed. I like to think that one of the last official acts that Antonin Scalia performed as a member of the U.S. Supreme Court, and it might well have been, was to issue the stay against the Clean Power Plan on our petition stating that we felt that it was a usurpation of state rights and a violation of the Commerce Clause and of course, a violation of the Clean Air Act. And unless we have somebody that we can be assured is going to have the same kind of stance as Antonin Scalia on those kinds of issues and many, many, many more, I wouldn't confirm it.
All right, quick as you can on these answers here. A comment from a listener says, you lost my support when you supported making a mockery of marriage. If your church supports it, find another church.
Well, I guess I'm happy with the church that I have. The Supreme Court has spoken on this. It's the law of the land, and it's something that everybody is going to have to be willing to accept.
We had Al Carlson on yesterday, who was of the belief that given the tight budget crunch in North Dakota, it might be a time to take a look at some projects that are planned out there. Specifically mentioned a commerce wing of the Bank of North Dakota, said it should not be built in these economic times and budget situation. You agree or disagree with that?
Well, I don't think that there's any rush to complete that project. It's a project that it's not, of course, tax dollars that were being used to finance that. The legislature passed a bill that said the bank could add on to the Bank of North Dakota building for a spot for a financial center, which would have included the Commerce Department and Housing Finance, who are now located around business Bismarck, and they're paying rent to different agencies. But I think that it might be a good time to just kind of hold back and see if there's any actual cost savings that we can realize. The cost of construction because of what's happening in North Dakota could be going down, and so we could be looking at actually saving some money. So I think Representative Carlson may well be right. There's no reason to rush ahead and do this. It's not an emergency need because
sounds good.
These
all right.
Are already
we are.
Else.
We're going to have to leave it there. We're out of time. Kristen, Amanda, and Cody and Bismarck, hang on. We'll get your questions and get them to Wayne, get you an answer. Sorry we didn't get to everybody today. And the
Is that it? Are we done already?
We're done. Thanks for listening. God bless you, folks.
Well, you've heard the ads for MyPillow, but you're still skeptical. Well, so was Kim until she tried it.
So I was asked by a friend to try out MyPillow, and I said I would try, but I really liked the pillows I had, so I was a little skeptical. So the first night, I really couldn't think of anything to complain about, because believe me, I was pretty sold on the previous pillows I had. And the second night, I was noticing I hadn't woken up to turn the pillow over, fluff it up, you know. And the third night, I noticed that my neck pain that I always have was starting to subside. And after the fourth night, I'm telling you, I was sold. Then my daughter got a hold of my pillow and decided that it was hers and wouldn't give it back. And so I had to go buy another MyPillow.
Call to get your own MyPillow today. 800-506-9028. Use the promo code Scott or go online to MyPillow.com. Click on the 2-for-1 special and use promo code Scott at checkout. Get the sleep you've been missing.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people, and so we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.